I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guests today are Aaron Moles. Aaron is the founder and owner of the Prosthetic Shop, and also joining us is Nicole Jordan, who's the Vice President of Operations of the Prosthetic Shop. And maybe we can just start with, you can tell me what the Prosthetic Shop is and what it does.
This is a Cincinnati-based prosthetic facility. We do custom prosthetics, upper extremity and lower extremity. I've been in this field for 12 years now and practicing in Cincinnati, a graduate of Northwestern University. I've had the good fortune of working with a lot of amputees from university hospitals, so a lot of trauma cases. The advantage for that in my career has been that I get to do a lot of high activity functional style prosthetics, but we also do a lot of day-to-day functional prosthetics as well for those individuals that maybe just want to be able to stand and basic function, stand and transfer, those kind of things. We are Cincinnati-based. We're available online at prostheticsshop.com. That's PROSTHETIXSHOP. And our number is 843-5126.
You recently started an award called the MAP Award, where people can nominate individuals who need prosthetics help for this award. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about the MAP Award.
The MAP Award actually stands for Mobilizing Amputees with Prosthetics. And this, of course, is an award that we're going to be giving to a local amputee. It is nomination-based, and folks have asked us about the criteria. Basically, of course, you have to be an amputee. But for those of you who are big fans of the movie The Christmas Story, and you love that leg lamp that they had in the window, this is not a contest for you. So if you are an amputee, what you need to do is ask somebody to nominate you on our website. And again, that's prostheticshop.com.
Well, that sounds like a great community involvement thing to do for people who are not fortunate enough to have insurance or to be able to afford the kind of help that they may need. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guests today are Aaron Moles. Aaron is the founder and owner of the Prosthetic Shop, and Nicole Jordan, Vice President of Operations of the Prosthetics Shop. And with the Prosthetic Shop, you all have launched this campaign for a MAP Award, which is Mobilizing Amputees with Prosthetics. And you've told us about the nomination process. If you know someone who is an amputee who has need of prosthetics help, they can be nominated for this award. But how do you select the winner for this award?
The winner will be selected by a third party, and it will be a random drawing. So actually, we won't be selecting the winner, but have chosen an entity to do that. In terms of when the winner will be selected, we're taking nominations now through May 1st, and the winner will be actually announced on or by May the 15th.
And what's your motivation for having this award? What are you hoping to accomplish?
Well, we just realized that there are a lot of people out there that are either underinsured or don't have a prosthesis that's working very well for them. We just wanted to open up this opportunity to be able to help those individuals and offer them the help by a licensed and certified prosthetist. Another thing that is commonly occurring is a lot of people are taking care of someone that is not licensed or certified just because of the heavy demand there. So that's kind of what we were hoping to get back to the community.
And again, what's the contact information if somebody does want to make a nomination for the award? How do they go about nominating an individual?
Yes, you can visit our website, and that's prostheticsshop.com. It's a little different spelling. It's prostheticsshop.com.
And this award goes through up until May 1st, so they can make an online entry up until that date?
That's correct.
And then someone is going to randomly draw a name, at least figuratively speaking, if not literally, and you'll have a winner, and there'll be a new individual that you'll be able to work with to help with a prosthetic device?
That's right. And actually, the winner is going to receive a value of upwards $21,000.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty significant help for someone who probably really needs the help. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guests today are Aaron Moles. Aaron is the founder and owner of the Prosthetic Shop, and also joining us is Nicole Jordan, who's the Vice President of Operations of the Prosthetic Shop. And together, you, along with a partner, have started this award called the MAP Award, which stands for Mobilizing Amputees with Prosthetics, and the purpose of the award is to provide someone who's in need of prosthetic services and prosthetic devices help that they wouldn't otherwise be able to have because they lack insurance or they lack funds. And not only are you providing a lot of free help to the winner of this award, but you also have a partner that you've gotten involved.
Rehab Resources has joined us in this effort, and they're going to provide up to 5 physical therapy appointments, which is very key to having success with a prosthesis. Quite often people get a prosthesis and they think they'll be able to use this device and just automatically be able to walk or do whatever function they need, but it really does require some good physical therapy to achieve that level of function.
How long is the typical cycle from when someone makes their first visit to be, I guess, fitted for a prosthetics device to when they're sort of finished with you, they're able to use the device to its full functionality?
That usually takes, I would say, about 3 to 4 weeks. That involves an evaluation. You have to then take an impression of the individual's residual limb. You have to fit check sockets, diagnostic type prosthetics, and then you've got a delivery. So 3 or 4 weeks is the typical turnaround that it requires.
You created this award to help a needy individual. What's your response been so far? I know it's still kind of early in the contest.
Well, we're gathering responses, as you can imagine, in real time all day long. In fact, this morning I woke up to see that we had more nominees coming in after I went to bed last night. So I can't give you an exact account, but great response so far.
Well, that's great. And if individuals want to nominate either themselves or someone else, best way to do it is probably online.
That's right, prostheticshop.com. And again, that's prostheticshop.com.
Well, thanks both for what you're doing for the community. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. Our guests today are Aaron Moles. Aaron is the owner and founder of the Prosthetic Shop. And also joining us is Nicole Jordan. Nicole is the Vice President of Operations of the Prosthetics Shop. And together, you, along with a partner, have established the MAP Award, which stands for Mobilizing Amputees with Prosthetics. And maybe you can tell us just what you were thinking of when you decided to create the award. What were you helping to do?
There are a lot of individuals that either may be other underinsured or not have insurance, not so much now, but might just be underinsured, or maybe in fact they only have a certain amount of coverage, say 80% of coverage, so 20% can be a lot. They might also have a prosthesis that is not working very well for them. Also, a lot of amputees that are being treated by unlicensed or uncertified individuals. So this was our opportunity to help those individuals out.
Additionally, because we're privately owned, Tom, that really puts us in a space where we can pass on the benefit to our patients. So we don't have corporate coming down and dictating how many hours we spend with a patient. We're very focused on an individual amputee's goals, whether that's vocation or recreation, and we're proud of that.
Aaron, in looking at your biography, I noticed that you're a veteran of the United States Navy. Do you all work with a lot of veterans at the prosthetic shop?
I wouldn't say a lot because they actually do have a prosthetic and orthotic facility at the local VA. However, currently they are sending most of their amputees out for service. So we do quite often get veterans that we take care of.
And again, if people are interested in the MAP Award, either for themselves or for someone they know, the best way to do that is to go online to your website.
That's right. That's Prosthetic Shop, prostheticshop.com.
Aaron and Nicole, thanks for being my guest and thanks for what you're doing with this award. For Business Wise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is Business Wise. You know, a scary fact to me is that fewer than half of Americans have calculated how much they need to save for retirement. And generally, that means they're not saving enough. If you are not in that half, then congratulations, you've at least taken the first step towards saving for retirement. If you are saving for retirement, you should keep saving and try to save even more. Not too many people complain because they have saved too much for retirement. But it is important to assess what your needs are going to be. Try to understand what your particular spending habits will be in retirement, and then estimate or use an expert to help you estimate how much you'll need to accumulate in order to fund those needs. If you have the opportunity to contribute to a retirement plan with your employer, such as a 401k plan, you should make sure to take advantage of that. At a minimum, take advantage of the match that the employer makes, usually as a percentage of the contributions you make. And if possible, you should save as much as you can within the plan limits so that you will have plenty of money when it comes to your retirement. If there are other retirement plans that are available to you with your employer, make sure you understand those and participate in them if you can. If you change jobs, many people take their retirement savings with them and spend them. That's a big mistake. Make sure that if you do change jobs, you roll any funds from your retirement plans over into your next employer's plan or into your own self-directed IRA so that they'll be available for you for retirement. Not only will they help your retirement savings, but if you take the money out, it's going to be subject to income tax and generally subject to an excise tax as well. So you pay a very harsh penalty for getting your hands on those funds. If your employer doesn't have a retirement plan, you should lobby for them to start one. And you can always start your own plan, an individual retirement account. Even if you're covered by a pension plan, you generally can contribute to an individual retirement account. There are many rules about whether you can deduct those contributions, whether it's a Roth, but there are retirement accounts available for almost anyone. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Mary Hurlburt. Mary has been a regular contributor to our program over the years. Mary is with Lifespan Smart Money, and Mary, you're kind of our go-to person when it comes to credit counseling and, you know, financial literacy and really counseling for just about everybody. And one of the big things I think people like help with or need help with is planning their summer vacation, not from a sense of where they need to go, but what they need to think about from a financial perspective.
Absolutely, because if you plan ahead, then when you return from that vacation, there'll be no headaches about, oh dear, my credit card bill is at $5,000. How am I going to pay this?
And one of the keys is don't rely on that credit card, right, to pay for the vacation?
Don't rely on the credit card to pay for the vacation. But, you know, when you're traveling, you don't want to carry a bunch of cash either. We should know ahead of time how much money we're going to spend and plan for that.
But it's not a good idea to go on vacation, run up big charges on your credit card that you can't pay off, and then pay 18 or 20% interest on them?
Absolutely not a good idea to do that.
What about trying to save money on your vacation? You know, a lot of people want to fly somewhere so they can be assured that they'll get somewhere with a better climate than they might have here.
The first thing is, now is probably the time to start booking that vacation. And if you look, if you're renting a condo, you may be able to get it cheaper if you move your vacation forward a week. Like the rates in Hilton Head go down on July 5th, for instance. If you're flying, there are places that we've studied where you could get cheaper flights. So according to Fair Compare, the cheapest day to fly is Wednesday. You'll book the cheapest airfares at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. And combine that with lifehacker.com that says you book 45 days ahead, you're going to get the cheapest flights anywhere.
So there's really lots of tips to think about. It's not just plan ahead. It's plan ahead, but then there's a pretty specific time period when you should be making your reservations.
For this summer, the time to be making those reservations is now. And in fact, it might even be a little bit late. But yeah, before the season starts, don't wait until June hits and the kids are out of school and you think, okay, I can't stand this. We got to go someplace.
Any special tips for luggage? Because I know a lot of airlines now charge extra for luggage, sometimes even for just one suitcase.
Well, we need to pack light. This isn't the time that you need to dress and show everybody what your wardrobe is like. Again, plan ahead. You're only allowed so much, I think it's weight for the luggage. And those people who think that they're going to be stuffing those overhead bins, I don't think you can do that anymore.
Well, Mary, thanks for that good advice. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Mary Hurlburt. Mary is with Lifespan Smart Money. And Mary, you're a financial counselor for people. You help people with credit issues. You help them restore and maintain good credit.
We help them restore, maintain. We help with budgets. Life is better when you have control over your money.
And lots of people now, after this dreary winter we've had in Cincinnati and this really cold one, are thinking about vacation and what they can do in order to get away from here for a little while. What's some tips about people can use about how to save money when planning their vacation?
If you're traveling, and let's assume travel by car, if we haven't done this ahead of time, if you join AAA, if you're traveling with the grandparents, and I myself will be traveling with children and grandchildren this summer, if somebody can belong to AARP, there are all kinds of organizations where you get a discount on your room. So check for that. The other thing is, and I'm sure they establish this for business travelers, but it's wonderful for families. If you go to a hotel that offers breakfast, and it's not just donuts anymore, it may not be a gourmet breakfast, but it will work. And oftentimes they even offer dinner or pop and coffee and tea throughout the day. You can save a ton of money just by doing that.
You can, and that's really true about, for instance, AAA. I know I'm amazed at how many places take a discount for that, either hotels, for parking, restaurants, right, et cetera.
Absolutely. I use mine all the time.
And what's another good guideline for vacation? Just, I know people hate to hear this word budget, but you should have one for your vacation too, shouldn't you?
You need one for your vacation. Otherwise, you're going to be pulling out that credit card and really overspending. If you're traveling by car, you can set a limit for the day on how much money you're going to spend on food. Save ahead for snacks for the kids in the car. So maybe you don't stop at McDonald's. You stop and you have granola bars and chips or whatever at a roadside rest. The children will be just as happy. They can run around, and you've saved yourself a whole lot of money.
Right.
Just a little planning.
And it might even be healthier. Thanks, Mary. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest again today is Mary Hurlburt. Mary is with Lifespan Smart Money. And Mary, we've been talking this week a little bit about planning for vacations and how families can try to save money by planning ahead. And that's even important to do even after you've arrived at your destination, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And do the planning and it will work. Go online before you arrive. Know what places you want to go see. Oftentimes you can get discounts online before you even get there, especially if you're going someplace like Disney World or Disneyland. If you're staying in a condo with family and friends, and this can get really picky, decide ahead of time who's going to bring what. I know one family that wound up with 5 bottles of ketchup. You don't need that. Who's going to fix meals? How many times are you going to eat out? Is everybody going to eat together? Research that, get it planned ahead of time, and then you will have your schedule, and you can anticipate the cost.
And if you anticipate the cost, you can even have a budget, right?
And if you anticipate the cost, that's working on your budget, yeah.
And what about those important souvenirs that everybody wants, the T-shirts or
whatever it is that have
the logo of some vacation destination that they'll probably never wear again?
Okay, mom and dad are probably not going to wear the T-shirts. The kids want a T-shirt? Okay, that's your souvenir. You don't have to bring things back for everybody that you left at home. Decide. One souvenir per child, per person, or whatever.
And hopefully give them a budget, right?
And give them a budget to spend. We're not overspending. Give the kids, if they're old enough, you say, okay, you got $20. Here it is. Spend it as you like.
Yeah, it's a great time to start them on learning about budgeting, too.
Absolutely.
Well, Mary, thanks for being our guest. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. A lot of people have gotten through the tax filing season and are now planning their vacations. And one thing a lot of people would like to do is to get a tax deduction for their vacation. And there is a way to combine business and pleasure with a tax deduction, and that's if you travel in order to do something for work, such as attend a conference. However, you do have to make sure that if you're taking a deduction for those expenses, that the deductions are legitimate and that it's an ordinary and necessary business expense. There are some rules to follow. You can take the expenses that relate to you attending the conference and your travel. However, if your spouse and/or children accompany you, you can't take the incremental cost of their attendance. You can choose to drive rather than fly to your destination and take mileage. It doesn't matter how many people were in the car, you still get to deduct your mileage. The important thing is if you're taking travel cost for a conference that you're attending that's also mixed with pleasure, make sure that at least half the days you are there are business days or conference attendance days, which would make the cost of the travel deductible. Again, the important thing is to keep careful records of your expenditures as well as your attendance at the conference and the business purpose for the conference. And you can, in fact, combine business and pleasure and get a tax deduction. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. According to a recent statistic put out by the Internal Revenue Service, the average refund this year for 2013 tax returns was about $2,800. For most people, when they get that refund, they consider it a windfall, and they likely spend it on either a personal item or a vacation. But you should really think carefully about what you do with that refund. One good thing to do with a refund, in my view, would be to contribute to an IRA. It's too late to contribute to a 2013 IRA, but you could certainly contribute to a 2014 IRA as long as you have earned income. Another good use of funds, if you happen to have credit card debt, which usually is very expensive, high interest rate debt, you could use the refund to pay down the debt. Another use of funds, it's been my experience that most people don't have adequate emergency funds. Experts recommend that you keep 3 to 6 months of expenses in some type of liquid account so that you could access them in the event of an emergency or a job loss. It's the lack of these emergency funds that often causes people to have high interest debt, such as credit card debt. So try to build up those emergency funds, and a tax refund is a good way to start. Also, if you own a home and maybe you haven't refinanced your mortgage to take advantage of low rates, you may want to utilize the refund to pay some of the cost or inject additional equity so that you can refinance your mortgage. And finally, if you are of a charitable bent, you could certainly use your refund to help fund charitable bequests. For BusinessWise, I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with Cooney, Faulkner & Stevens, your business advocate.